Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Well, I have a question for you today. When you think of Jesus, what picture comes to mind? A couple of years ago, a friend sent me some really unique pictures that an artist had sketched of Jesus, some pencil sketchings. And what made them unique was that all the sketches the artist drew of Jesus were of Jesus laughing. These pictures took me by surprise because I realized at that point that in all the pictures I'd ever seen of Jesus, I had never seen him depicted as laughing. I mean, I suppose that when I was a child in Sunday school, there were pictures of Jesus with little children where he was smiling. I kind of remember that. But having a good laugh, I never held that picture of Jesus in my mind before. Have you? You know, in a quick internet search of the expressions of Jesus and pictures of Jesus the other day, I found over 200 pictures depicting Jesus with serious expressions, compassionate ones, peaceful ones, calm ones, agonizing ones, of course, and suffering ones, yes. But just two pictures that show Jesus smiling, and just one of him laughing out of over 200 pictures. Now, true, it wasn't an exhaustive search that I did. It wasn't hours and hours, but nonetheless, it was telling. We usually think of Jesus as being serious, yet compassionate, which is true. But we also want to remember that Jesus was fully God and fully man. So he experienced and expressed all the emotions we feel. Scripture shares times when Jesus was angry, frustrated, sorrowful, exhausted, disgusted, anguished, and also empathetic, loving, compassionate, forgiving, joyful, rejoicing, and happy. Jesus experienced all the emotions we've experienced because Jesus was human, like us. As John 1:14 states, the Word, meaning Jesus, became flesh and dwelt among us. Yeah, he came as a baby, whose sweet little face his mother Mary kissed and snuggled. And he grew to be a boy and then a man. He was human, just like us. He had emotions, just like us. He cried, he laughed, he got angry, he forgave. And author Max Licato, in our book study, Because of Bethlehem, on page 17, asks an important question. Why? Why did God go so far as to have Jesus enter our world not like a human, but as a human? And Max Licato answers this way. A chief reason is this. He wants you to know that he gets you. He understands how you feel and has faced what you face. Jesus is not out of touch with our reality. He's been through weakness and testing, experienced it all but the sin. So we can walk right up to him and get what he's so ready to give. We can take the mercy and accept the help, as Hebrews 4:15-16 states. Our author goes on to write, since you know he understands, you can come boldly before him. Because of Bethlehem's miracle, you can answer these fundamental questions. Does God care if I'm sad? Just look at the tear-streaked face of Jesus as he stands near Lazarus's tomb. Does God notice when I'm afraid? Well, just note the resolve in the eyes of Jesus as he marches through the storm to rescue his friends. Does God know if I'm ignored or rejected? Well, you'll find the answer in the compassionate eyes of Christ as he stands to defend the adulterous woman. Yes, how comforting is it this morning to hear that Jesus understands how you feel and has faced what you face. I think of this as I think of the prayer needs that we have shared throughout the years. Jesus understands the times that you've been in the hospital with a loved one, or the times you've been trying to make the budget balance, or the times you've been troubled by the choices your children or grandchildren are making, or anxious times in the doctor's waiting room because of your own health concerns, or times of unspeakable grief standing at a graveside, or times wondering how you can possibly juggle one more demand in front of you. Yes, and Jesus also understands the times when you celebrate the new grandbaby, or delight in the family being together for a special occasion, or rejoice in the car being paid off, or shout for praise because the medical test came back clear, or fall to your knees with joy when a loved one comes to Jesus. Because of Bethlehem, Jesus understands how we feel, because he has faced what we face. Our author writes this on page 20 of his book, Because of Bethlehem. He writes, "He came with tears too. He knows the burden of a broken heart. He knows the sorrow this life can bring. He could have come as a shining light or a voice in the clouds, but he came as a person. Does God understand you? You find the answer in Bethlehem. Gaze where Mary gazed. Look into God's face and be assured. If the king was willing to enter the world of animals and shepherds and swaddling clothes, don't you think he's willing to enter yours? He took on your face in the hope that you would see his." Yes, Jesus feels all the feels, including the laughter, because of Bethlehem. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First tele-Bible study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.